He is the head coach of the Sioux Falls Sky Force, joining us on the fan line, Pat Delaney. Hey, Coach, good afternoon.
Afternoon, guys. How you doing? I hope it's warming up there a little bit.
Yes, it is. It's doing a very beautiful day today.
Hey, we're in the mid-70s, man. It's see everybody's pasty white calves
it's
right
great
now.
Today.
It's awesome.
I'm heading to the airport. I'm on my way back then.
Hey, I know that a lot of us have been watching the NBA Finals. Just curious your role. Have you been traveling with them for the Finals with San Antonio?
Yeah, I've been on the road with the team since I got back with the team, since the Brooklyn series.
All right.
I've been with the team full-time and stuff. So, again, great opportunity, great experience. Good to be around our staff and our players, and it's been a fun ride.
During the TV timeouts, they're trying to find you in the huddle. I haven't found you yet, but you're there somewhere, right?
Yeah, you know, again, I've been behind the scenes doing a lot of video breakdown analysis stuff with our guys. You know, our coaching staff has done a great job having our guys ready and prepared. And again, it's all hands on deck for myself and Octavio. Coach O has been heavily involved and well. So, again, we're just happy to be back and excited to be here.
What is the biggest adjustment for you, Pat, going from the head coach back to, you know, to being an assistant? Is there much of a transition for you to kind of segue back into that for the team?
Not probably here, just because I've been here for so long, you know, being my 12th year and having a good relationship with Eric Polster and our staff and our players, and kind of jumping right back on board. And again, whatever it is, big or small, both myself and Coach O have been on board with whatever it is, and they do a great job keeping us involved. It's always a learning opportunity for us. So whether it's a shoot around, a practice, whatever it is, we're just looking to get better ourselves and help any way we can.
All right, Coach, we wish you the best the rest of the way in the finals. I wanted to talk about the D-League itself. News out today, Utah and Idaho, there'll be a hybrid situation. 17 NBA teams now have a one-on-one affiliation with an NBA D-League team. The way it is right now, why wouldn't an NBA team not want to have a D-League team?
Yeah, you know, again, I can only speak for ourselves. I think we got in, you know, last year with the opportunity to develop young players, either guys that we could assign or guys just to evaluate throughout the year. It seems like that's the way the league is going. Obviously, just 1 year in for us. A lot more teams are trying to get affiliated, trying to do it. And, again, I know the league is obviously wants it to grow at the right rate and everything like that as well. So there's a lot of factors of coming in of teams trying to do it the way that it works for them, but also whether it's a hybrid or a single affiliate. And again, for us, we're just very fortunate to be in Sioux Falls with the great ownership, the great staff they have up there. It was a great first year. We just look forward to building on it.
What kind of expectations did you have going into the year, Pat? And were those expectations, was anything drastically different than maybe you had thought it would be going in?
Besides the weather, I didn't really put a lot of expectations on it. I honestly just wanted to kind of go in. I didn't really talk to a lot of people about what to expect, what the D-League has been or what teams have done. I kind of wanted to come in with our culture, our philosophy, try to instill that. And then everything else is just, you know, kind of learn along the way. And I thought we did a pretty good job of that. Obviously, the travel is very difficult for not only for us but for all the teams. When you're flying commercial and you have, you know, 7-foot players and bigger guys and you're in smaller aircraft. But for these guys to play, you know, at home in the U.S. and also daily in front of, you know, personnel scouts from across the league and GMs, you know, I think it's a great league. I think they've done a great job developing it.
What kind of contact do you have with some of these guys during the off season? Are you just so immersed in right now in the series between the Heat and the Spurs? Have you had any contact with some of the guys that play here, or are you waiting until a certain point where then you start to make that contact?
Right. Yeah. No. You know, obviously everybody knows, you know, Justin Hamilton's here with us in Miami, so I see him daily. Always keep been in contact with him about how he's feeling, working him out here with our coaching staff and then guys that we have. I saw Anthony Mason. He came to our game when we played up in Brooklyn earlier in the playoffs. I've talked with Trey Kelly, Henry Walker, A.J. Davis, a lot of guys, just kind of, you know, constant communication more by text or email, just seeing how we're doing, seeing how they're doing, what they've been up to, where they're at in their playing careers. I know some guys are playing overseas and in South America. It's all year round, keeping in contact with our guys and also constantly evaluating talent, you know, that's out there and guys that, you know, are getting ready for the upcoming NBA draft. And then at the same time, guys that may be looking to play in the D-League next year.
He is Pat Delaney, the head coach, Sioux Falls Sky Force, joining us on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris, the D-League. You got to wonder, Coach, I know that Stan Van Gundy had a lot of good things to say about the D-League. He believes in it. Of course, he'll be now with Detroit. They got their own team now. Would you think, though, that if we get more and more D-League teams, it could water down maybe the D-League to what it's trying to get done?
I don't necessarily agree. I think obviously the players in the NBA and obviously the players that are, you know, trying to make it, the more jobs, the better. There could be a lot of things that come into play with players wanting to stay or not, whether it's a financial situation or ability to play for a certain team. But I think, expansion at the right rate, which I think the league has a mindset on, is always a good thing. And they continue to get more jobs, evaluate more players, more opportunities for guys to play more games and travel across the country.
Sure.
It's just more of an opportunity to be seen. So I think if it's done the right way, which the league obviously has a good concept of what they want to do and how they want to do it, I think the sky's the limit, and obviously they're progressing in the right direction.
And, Coach, it would give players who are thinking D-League or traveling to Europe, maybe they would say, hey, they got a better opportunity to stay in America and thus being a little bit closer to the big show.
Yeah, I think you guys have probably said it best there with more opportunity, more teams, more positions available. I know there's always, talk amongst the players about the pay and how they can do it and how they can survive. And it's a sacrifice, no matter if they're getting more money or not, to live the lifestyle that they have to. But as part of wanting to make it, wanting to get to the next level, these guys have done it throughout their career. Now it's just, putting yourself in the best position to be seen, and hopefully your game is good enough to get noticed and get there.
Yeah, that's my question, Coach. You brought up money because we know that sometimes going overseas, some of these ridiculous contracts that guys can make and the money that they can make playing in Europe. But when it comes down to it, if somebody was going to come to you and say, hey, I want the best path to the NBA, what would you tell? Would you tell them that the D-League is the way to go, or would you tell them to go overseas? I mean, ultimately, what would Pat Delaney tell somebody coming to you for your advice?
I think both those. We had a very similar situation with Justin Hamilton last year. Obviously, Hammy had played in the international game the year before when he got, cut from here. Obviously, financially, for a lot of guys, it may make sense for them to go over there. But I just think the D-League has grown so much in the development part of it, and seeing these guys getting them to play this game at such a high level gives them that freedom to do what they've been able to do here. They can get seen. They can get called up and go at any time and not have to worry about getting out of a contract overseas or anything like that.
Hey, Pat, know you're a busy guy right now. Appreciate the time you gave us today. We wish you the best. Good luck to the Heat the rest of the series.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, guys. All the best.
Okay.
Thanks, Coach.
Pat Delaney, head coach, Sioux Falls Sky Force.